now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It is my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert here from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you, Sherry.
Our guests today come from Digital Lockbox, Sky City Audio, and the Granite Mountain Interagency Hotshot Crew Learning and Tribute Center. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
We've been celebrating Prescott Brewing Company's annual June Barbecue Month for 2 weeks now, where Prescott Brewing Company joins the summer party with some outstanding barbecue specials all month long. No 2 weeks are the same, and each week's special comes with made-in-house cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Week 3 features smoked St. Louis-style ribs, and week 4 ends the month with a smoked shredded chicken barbecue sandwich, and all for only $14.99. Be sure to join us at Prescott Brewing Company, your hometown barbecue brewery, every June.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Rodeo Week, and you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, you're here. You just got back from vacation. You were in Boston all week.
You got it. Thank you, Sherry.
I'm a little sad you didn't bring me back some lobster.
The clams and the haddock and all the good stuff.
Well, you're here to introduce our first guest today.
Yeah.
We have a great show today. So.
We do.
Why don't you go ahead and get started?
Sure. Thank you, Sherry. Our first guest is Charles Krager, representing Digital Lockbox. Charles is a new member of the Chamber, or Digital Lockbox is a new member of the Chamber of Commerce. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I was born in Texas, grew up there, lived in Northwest Louisiana for about 35 years before moving to Prescott. And while living there, we had to deal with tornadoes, which are that version of, our wildfires, and people lost property and possessions. And, of course, at that time, I was in a different business, and I still saw the need because people had losses. They were unable to substantiate them. And to fast forward to our move to Prescott in 1998, our first experience firsthand with wildfire was the Indian Fire of 2002. And we had friends who were directly affected by it, and subsequent wildfires throughout the state developed a rather ominous pattern, specifically people suffering losses and running into problems getting their claims reimbursed or paid at all in a timely manner. And so I decided, something needs to be done to help these folks. And so I conceived Digital Lockbox and launched it for homes and businesses. And I would go in and take no limit number of images inside and out. And I mention outside because houses often have architectural features and details that are unique and should be documented, including a lot of money expended on landscaping, outdoor kitchens, fountains, all kinds of noteworthy outside embellishments to their home and their yard. And I do that. I return the images to the people the next day on CD-ROMs and now a flash drive, and in a binder where all of the photos are thumbnailed and indexed for easy reference. And I give them 24 hours to put the CD-ROM or the flash drive in their computer and verify that everything is there. And if I don't hear from them to the contrary, by 24 hours later, I completely delete and electronically shred all images to ensure their complete confidentiality and security.
Wow. First of all, I wouldn't have guessed that you were from Louisiana or Texas. We were talking about that just before we got on the show. But welcome to Prescott. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
And so this digital lockbox concept is really taking an inventory of everything that is of value of your home or business.
Yes.
And documenting it and making sure that you have everything in order.
Exactly. A lot of people might say, well, I can do that. Sure you could, but you won't.
Yep.
And one of my early clients was a lady who said very proudly, God bless her, she said, I just recently shot an entire 24 exposure roll of film on my house. And I said, well, that's a start. What did you do with the images? Well, I put them in a photo album and put them on my living room coffee table. I said, great. Now, if you have a fire, what's going to happen to them? She says, oops. Get to work. So that's what I did. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will go into their room and they'll stand and they'll take a picture of one wall, picture of another wall, picture of another wall, picture of another wall, and they move on. Mm-hmm. I dare say I have done projects where I wound up with 1,200 images.
Wow.
And in the case of one of our downtown antique shops, I did almost 2,000 images. Jeez. So I go into a great deal of detail. And I have some background in architecture and art and construction, as well as a lot of years of business management. So I know what to look for, not only in a home, but in a business. And I try to take care of everything that sometimes the people themselves overlook. And another little bonus I give is if I see something really unique, for example, years ago, a man whose home I was doing had the largest cuckoo clock I'd ever seen in a home. And I asked him about it, and he said, well, it's quite old. And I said, do you have any idea of its value? He said, well, I had it appraised about 20 years ago, and it's worth $30,000. I said, do you have any specific coverage on it in your homeowners? He says, no. I said, you might want to talk to your agent and see if maybe that needs to be itemized for special coverage, because I said, otherwise, you're not likely to get anything close to replacement value.
Well, with digital lockbox, you'll be taking pictures of everything.
Everything,
on the walls.
Absolutely. I take pictures of family
photos and things like that.
Yeah, somebody has a refrigerator with drawings and whatnot that their children or grandchildren have done for them. I take pictures of those.
Yeah.
Because those, you know, may not have a lot of value monetarily, but you know, they're sentimental. And they can't be replaced. Mm-hmm. So I'm very aware of what needs to be photographed. I will stand up next to a curio or a display cabinet of some kind, and I will carefully photograph everything. And I leave no stone unturned, as the saying goes, mm-hmm. as far as documenting every detail. And I use high-resolution cameras and formats. So I do the best I can.
Charles, what about, like, a lot, you know, here we are, it's rodeo week. What about animals? Because, they're usually part of the property. Do you document those?
Oh,
as
sure.
Well,
absolutely.
To include that part of the package?
Sure,
here?
Absolutely.
I know that's a random question, but, I mean, a lot of people have valuable animals.
You better believe it. And I know we have two spoiled, rotten cats that we wouldn't take anything for, but. You know, I appreciate anybody that loves pets, and
sure.
Whether they're little tiny ones or the big four-legged ones on hooves, and if they're there, I'm going to photograph them.
Well, we were talking, this is a timely time with all the fire restrictions, and like you mentioned, when your first year here was the Indian fire, my first year here was the Goodwin fire just last year, so
yes.
It's an important time for everyone to be thinking about that. If our listeners are interested in this type of a service, how can they get a hold of you, Charles?
Well, they can either send me an email to pianoarts4647@centurylink.net, or they can call 928-227-7578. I answer letters, I respond to emails, and I also return phone calls religiously, unlike some folks. So if you don't get an answer, leave a message, and I will get back to you.
How about a website? Does Digital Lockbox have a website?
It's in progress. I do have one that the Chamber of Commerce
developed for me. Okay, so you can call your local Chamber of Commerce, which is us.
Hey.
Excellent. Right downtown, and we'll get you that information.
And let me give the Chamber a plug. I joined in 2004 when I started this, and there is as much difference between the Chamber of 2004 and the Chamber of today as in daylight and dark. It is much better. It's great. It's a wonderful value for the money invested.
Well, I appreciate that. We were just voted in the top 10 largest chambers in the state of Arizona, and we really want to just make sure we take care of all of our members.
Well,
and we're so happy to have you with us.
I cannot commend you too highly. It's just been great.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the 4th of July at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Join us for a free family picnic from 4 to 9, including hot dogs, chips, and Pepsi while supplies last, along with carnival games, face painting, a water slide, and a bouncy house. Don't miss the fireworks show blasting off at 9:15, weather permitting. Become a castle insider. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and sign up for weekly updates on promotions and events and receive special offers for insiders only. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
When the game is on the line and you're heating up, will your air conditioner be ready to go to bat? With a high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system installed by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, hot, sticky air is going, gone! Knock indoor discomfort and costly utility bills out of the park with a high-efficiency Lennox system. Call Gettles today at 772-2751 to schedule your free consultation. Gettles and Lennox, your air conditioning all-star team.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at PrescottDirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our second guest.
We sure do. Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is Justin Ames, representing Sky City Audio. And Sky City Audio is a fairly new member for the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, I just joined probably a couple weeks ago.
Nice. Well, welcome aboard.
Yeah, thank you.
We're so
tell
glad to have you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before you talk about the audio company.
Absolutely. So I actually grew up in Prescott, born and raised here.
Love that.
Yeah, so you got a native on
here,
which
all right,
is awesome.
Right on.
I've been a musician since I was 12 and kind of started getting into audio around, 14, 15 years old. I started recording, with the bands that I was in high school at a local recording studio, and that's kind of what got me into, doing audio stuff. And then I also would do sound for the church that I was in, so that's kind of how I got into doing the sound part was just, doing it for the church that I was in, doing the youth groups and the main service and stuff. And so that's pretty much myself in a nutshell. I got two kids and my wife too.
Aww. And any pets?
I have a dog and a bearded dragon.
A bearded dragon.
Yeah, my daughter named him Joe Bob.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We just recently had one of those horned toads. Yes. That. And it was the first time I saw one and I was scared. So the dragon piece might be a little bit scarier.
Mm-hmm. He's actually really friendly.
Is he?
Yeah.
And you can pet him?
Yeah, you can pet him. We let him run around the house.
Like a fire ball.
Well, if he gets mad, he shows his beard
and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what the audience doesn't know is that we always joke with our guests when they're coming on board to say, hey, we're going to sing a song, and they always kind of look at us. But as a musician, you could have pulled that off for a while.
I could have, yeah.
Maybe
next time.
Maybe that's why you didn't look so stressed out when we said, hey, let's sing a
song.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, let's do it.
Of course, they kicked me out of the church choir, so we won't talk about that. But we're here to talk about Sky City Audio, so I know you gave us a little brief on that, but let's get into detail on what offerings that you may have that may be of interest to our listeners.
Yeah, so we have a couple of services. We do we can provide sound systems and sound for pretty much any type of events, ranging from just conferences to music events, pretty much anything like that. Anything that you would need any sort of speaker system or sound.
Weddings, receptions.
Weddings.
Like
yep,
that.
We could do weddings. And then we also have a DJ service too, which we actually specialize in weddings. So we can do multiple systems for like a wedding. So a lot of weddings around here are, the ceremony and the reception are usually in two different spots. So we usually try to help plan for that. We'll do two different setups. And yeah, that's pretty much, you know, what we do. We can do recording, live recording.
Okay.
You know, so if we have musicians that want to have their recording,
right,
their set recorded, we can do that. And
so
then
a family
actually
band could come to you and just kind of put something fun together, mm-hmm, for a family event.
Yeah, wow, absolutely. And I could take it back, and mix it and do, you know, master it, you know, and then they can have like a live recording of their set too. So that's the other thing that we can offer.
Nice.
Well, yeah. See, Robert, now you can have your song produced. Well, I tell you, that is it's great to know that we have that, because, I mean, the Chamber has over 100 events, so
that's
good information to know about that. So what's, like, you know, I mean, in that field that you're in, what's new? What's the newest things out there for that?
So there's a lot of, I would say, mostly equipment.
Yes,
you know, a lot
okay.
of it's pretty much the same, uh-huh, you know. But a lot of equipment now is more going toward digital.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of our mixing boards is all digital, and you can control it all from an iPad.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Goodness.
So, yeah, you can. It's all through. It has like a built-in Wi-Fi network in it. So we can, you know, we can walk around the room and really dial it in. If we don't need like a full big setup, we can have it run on just an iPad.
Wow.
You know, and everything just plugs into it, you know. And that same setup we can also use for recording too. So we just set all of our levels on there. So I would say that was probably the biggest thing, is everything's going more toward digital, and everything, you know, including effects, you know, like if you want to have like delay or sound like you're singing in a bathroom, you know,
right.
it's all built into the mixing boards, you know, now, instead of having a whole bunch of, external gear.
Wow.
You know, so.
Yeah, that, so you
that's
don't need
amazing.
That big board, the big board with all the buttons, like I'm kind of looking at here.
Yeah.
Not that the guys are in the 20th century.
Although those are fun. I still like all the knobs.
Well, I mean, some of it doesn't go away, but in some places the destination may not be set up. Mm-hmm. So that's a perfect thing to do.
Yeah.
Wow. And so you're native here, you went to school here, and here you are having your own business.
Yeah.
It's going
absolutely.
Well for you. How long has the business been in business?
So it's kind of funny how this is sort of formed.
Yes.
So when I originally started my company, it was just strictly a recording studio, and I kind of just did it on the side.
Sure.
You know,
yeah. As a hobby or
yeah,
fun.
Just as a hobby.
Your passion.
Just to,
yeah.
Yeah. Just to kind of make a little extra
sure.
side money.
You bet.
That started in 2012.
Yes.
And then over the years, recording kind of slowed down, and I kind of started doing more live events.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And then my wife had the idea. She was telling me, oh, you know, on Facebook, I keep seeing all these people that need a DJ. Have you
yes.
ever thought about getting into that too? And at the time, I was like, I don't know about that. But the more that I saw the need for it, you know, I already have all the equipment and the experience to, you know, with
right,
the equipment to
right,
do it.
Right.
And I'm not shy either. I can go on a microphone and, you know,
right.
you know, talk in front of large amounts of people, which is kind of what we're doing.
Exactly.
You know? But
yeah.
So I started doing it, and just within last year, I was able to go full time with my company, and just for doing those two things.
Well, we're so proud of you for that.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
We love that. We love having the stories of our hometown, mm-hmm. and then the success stories with that. And you're absolutely correct. There's so many events and things going on that this type of service is
yeah.
very much needed, especially, you know, with weddings and
uh-huh.
even corporate meetings
oh, yeah.
and
Do
all
a lot
of those
corporate,
things.
You know,
right. Everywhere you
a lot
go,
of training.
It always seems like
mm-hmm.
there is a need for the audio part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I know
yeah.
even where we've gone, we've actually had to bring stuff in because they, you know, they don't have it where mm-hmm. everybody can hear. So that's
yeah.
really important.
Yeah. And we can even, so if the venue already has sound equipment, we can, sometimes we'll get hired to just use their equipment.
Right.
You know, like we have some events
oh, okay.
coming up at
sure.
the Elks Theater, and they
yeah.
already have their whole setup, but they just want to hire me to be able to run the whole event.
Exactly.
You know? So we can do that
right.
too if they already
right.
have.
Because some of us are not trained, even though we think we are.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
I know. I'm not good with buttons.
Oh, no. I tell you what. We could have used you Saturday with the bluegrass. I tell you. We
oh,
had,
my goodness.
We had some, not with the sound, but with the other issues
uh-huh.
that we probably could have solved our problems with. But so are you involved a little bit? You mentioned a little bit about the working with the church. Are you involved with the community and
mm-hmm.
all?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing we've done, we've helped a lot of churches kind of just troubleshoot, like if they're having problems, they'll give us a call, and we can usually We've gone out there and kind of consulted for them to try to fix their system. We've also worked with in a town of Prescott Valley on a couple of like local events, within the year.
Uh-huh.
And we're working on working with some more local organizations to do some festivals and stuff. Like we've got we're working on the Highland Games.
Oh
this
yes,
year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, those are so much fun.
Yeah, so we're going to be working with them this year, which is going to be really cool.
That is great.
That's one of our big ones, and then. Yeah, just we're trying to get out there since we're still fairly new. We're trying to get out there to meet more people and try to get more involved in the community. So joining the chamber was one of them.
You know, so. And being on the show here, too, so people really know what Sky City Audio is all about.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it's certainly, you know, word of mouth is great, but, you know, also just really being involved makes a difference.
Yeah.
And I know everyone wants to support our local businesses, so that's a wonderful thing as well. So tell us, what was the most exciting, I guess, gig that you've done? Anyone famous that you can speak of?
Not really anybody.
Besides us, besides Robert.
Yeah.
We're right here now.
You know, not super famous, you know, but I've worked with a lot of really great musicians just from Arizona, all over Arizona.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite guys, and I work with him pretty often, he's known as kind of like a legend in Arizona. He actually, I think, was in the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame or something.
Okay.
But Chuck Hall.
Oh, wow.
Do you guys know Chuck Hall?
Yeah. I've heard the name.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. You know, I get to work with him. He's just a great guy. Like I said, he's kind of a legend, like, you know, around town. He's been in some really good blues bands.
Oh, cool.
You know, so I get to work with him pretty often. We do like a monthly... a gig at Finley Toyota in Prescott.
Okay.
So it's like the first Friday, we bring in musicians to go and play kind of in their lobby.
Okay.
And he's kind of a regular. Actually, the first Friday in July, he's going to be playing.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you want to hear what he sounds like, you know, it's going to be from 3 to 5. We got two people.
Okay.
Sky Conwell.
Okay.
He plays locally here.
Wow. This is all new to me.
Know, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So
yeah.
That is
so,
like a little event
and,
center.
You know, and Finley Automotive Group, they're a great partner of the chamber
awesome.
As well. And it's nice to hear that they're supporting supporting local businesses like yours.
Yeah.
And, pushing local artists as well.
Actually,
I didn't even
cool.
know that was happening.
I didn't either.
That's awesome.
What's cool about that was the first, when I first went full time, that was the first gig that I got was working with Finley Toyota. I have a good friend that works there in their marketing department.
Okay.
He's like, hey, you know, we're looking for musicians to play. And I'm like, yeah, great. I know a whole bunch, but who's doing your sound? And they're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, maybe we can work out something. And,
right.
And then I've just been... coming up, I think, on a year.
Wow.
In like a month or two. So.
Okay, so tell us again, that's the first Friday of every month. How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so first Friday of every month, we hire two musicians to come and play at the Finley Toyota lobby.
Okay.
So they'll come in and just play the sets from 3 to 5. And first Friday of the month. They've also got artists that come over there and they'll display their artwork, you know, so.
Wow.
Just in their lobby. You can come. There's no charge or anything.
It just go there, just, be festive.
Yeah.
Check out
maybe
some cars,
kick some tires.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those sort of things. And
maybe buy a car.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, oh my goodness. So if folks want to get a hold of you and learn more about your business or hire you, and how would they get a hold of you?
So they can go to skycityaudio.com. They can call me or you can text me. I'm a texter, one of those people.
Yep.
928-830-2313. Or you can send me an email, justin@skycityaudio.com. And we've got Facebook and all that stuff. So you just search for Sky City Audio.
Excellent. So. And if you miss all that, you can also go to prescott.org and you're our chamber member and we can help give you a referral as well.
Yep. Scrolling under new members.
There you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So you got big plans for the rodeo week?
You know, no. I'm actually working some private events. We're doing some weddings this weekend. So.
Yeah, it's very busy in town.
Yeah, it's definitely wedding season. And, you know, like you said, busy with just events in general.
Events are going on. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the chamber.
Thank you.
Congratulations on 1 year.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
And if there's anything we can do, just let us know. And we appreciate you being on the show today.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, Kim here with the Plants of the Week and our Lavender Shades Blooming Pinta.
One of the best butterfly-attracting plants. It's right up there with milkweed, only prettier.
Hummingbirds have to dance around all the butterflies of this deeply colored summer bloomer.
Plant a few in the vegetable garden to attract pollinators that help tomatoes and squash set more fruit, all for under $10.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love to garden, they love to shop.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
We're KQNA.
It's coming up on 2 minutes after 4 on this Wednesday, June 27th. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The families of two pilots who died in a helicopter crash 2 years ago have filed a wrongful death lawsuit. The suit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court alleges the defective rotor blades on the helicopter contributed to the deadly crash. The aircraft went down in hilly desert terrain near the town of Wickiup on the afternoon of June 23, 2016. It was on a flight from Prescott to Riverside, California. According to the Associated Press, an investigation has concluded the helicopter experienced sudden high winds and turbulence from several dust devils and broke up in flight, leaving a debris field 750 yards long and 150 yards wide. The wreckage wasn't found until early the next day. The suit seeks unspecified damages against the Robinson Helicopter Company of Torrance, California. 55-year-old Prescott Valley resident David Cormie and 52-year-old Glendale resident Timothy Brown were killed in the crash. They were experienced pilots on a positioning flight as part of their jobs with a helicopter flight school in Prescott. Despite the extreme fire danger, the town of Prescott Valley and the city of Cottonwood are going ahead with their 4th of July fireworks shows 1 week from today.
Town of Prescott Valley officials have announced the fireworks will go on as scheduled, along with a day of activities in Mountain Valley Park off Nace Lane. According to town manager Larry Tarkowski, the venue for fireworks is one of the safest in the Quad Cities, and every precaution will be taken to provide a safe and enjoyable event for the community. City of Cottonwood officials say they have one of the safest fireworks displays in the state, and precautions have been taken to ensure fire safety is met. Maintained during the show at Cottonwood Kids Park. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
The Central Yavpai Fire District Board is responding to allegations from two of its members.
During its meeting Monday night, Board Chairwoman Darlene Packard, Clerk Jeff Waskowitz, and member Matt Zercher gave approval to make responses to allegations made by members Tom Steele and Vicki Lee Jacobs. The three board members stated at no time has either Central Yavpai Fire Chief Scott Freitag or any staff member ever said that the district tax rate would be reduced due to the formation of the fire authority. It was presented represented that that rate would continue to increase under the district's original plan, but at a slower rate under the authority. In addition, there isn't a conflict of interest by having one fire chief and staff to administer the business of the authority in the Central Yavapai and Chino Valley fire districts. There's also no basis to the allegation that the agency's attorney has a conflict of interest. Packard, Waskowitz, and Zurcher want to make it clear to the public the statements made by members Jacobs and Steele aren't official positions of the district, nor are they reflective of fact. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Lost a pet or need help with animal issues? The Prescott Valley Police Department may be able to help.
Animal Control Officer James Reisinger says his department has added some pages to the Lost Pet page at pvaz.net to help residents. This page offers a link to notify Animal Control that your pet is missing, as well as links to several other local pet sites, which you can post on. There's also a list of actions you can take to help find your missing pet, and an additional link gives information on how to license your dog, a requirement in Prescott Valley. The updated nuisance animal page contains a link to Animal Control's barking hotline, as well as a notification form. The hotline provides citizens with a 24/7 messaging system to report problems or concerns during Animal Control officer off-duty hours. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
News sponsored this hour by Wallach & Volk. A check of your KQ&A weather is next. Brought to you by Gettles High Desert Mechanical. KQ&A news time is 4:05.
We've been celebrating Prescott Brewing Company's annual June Barbecue Month for 2 weeks now, where Prescott Brewing Company joins the summer party with some outstanding barbecue specials all month long. No 2 weeks are the same, and each week's special comes with made-in-house cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Week 3 features smoked St. Louis-style ribs, and week 4 ends the month with a smoked shredded chicken barbecue sandwich, and all for only $14.99. Be sure to join us at Prescott Brewing Company, your hometown barbecue brewery, every June.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and we have some very special guests here right now, Robert, and you get the honor of introducing them.
Yes, I do, Sherry. Thank you very much. Our next guest is Granite Mountain Mountain Interagency Hotshot Crew Learning and Tribute Center, and we have John Marsh with us today. And Chief Light, welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
We're glad to have you, and we would like to have you share with us a little bit about the center, the Learning Center, and Tribute. I know that it's going to be having a ribbon cutting this Friday, and there's a lot to share in regards to that.
Well, actually, the idea started back in August of last year. A focus group of about 30, 40 individuals came together, and from that group, a board of directors was formed. And since that time, we came up with this long name.
As you can tell, I tried to blabber it off.
The idea was that the materials that were stored on the tribute fence around Station 7 had been museum preserved and numbered and stored for 4 years, and the idea was to bring that out of storage so that people could see it. And from the initial meetings, we did all the organization things of incorporating with the Corporation Commission, our 501c3. We have our logo, and through the help of Chief Light and the mayor and the city of Prescott, we negotiated a deal with Gateway Mall, so we are now at Suite 120, at Gateway Mall. And all the material was moved in about 2 hours by trucks, trailers, and cars to the center, and it's been cataloged, set up, stored, and then materials have been brought out and put on display, and the learning part of our center was added along the sidewalls. And so that kind of brings us up to where we're at today.
So it gives a lot of these items that, like you mentioned before, was around the tribute area a home.
It does. We have a home, and there's over 500 shirts on T-shirts on display in the mall, and so our theme for the opening is Shirts Off Your Back.
Wow. Well, I like that. That's
yeah.
pretty good.
Yeah, that's great. And Chief Light, your team's been working pretty hard with this as well. Can you give us some of your perspective on all of this?
Well, first off, Sherry, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, to back things up a little bit, this actually came to kind of came on the shirt tails. We had some decisions within the city to do last spring, specifically surplusing some extra property, excess property to the city, which included the buggies, crew transport vehicles for the hotshots, as well as the old Station 7. And as part of that, we had a couple citizens come to us by way of a city councilwoman, Wilcox, at the time. And we met with the city manager, myself, a couple community members, and they asked, you know, what can we do? And, you know, putting it, lobbing the softball to me was very easy, because I knew even in the aftermath when I got here in 14 that something had to be done, but, you know, how do you get to that point? So we had a stakeholders group, as John alluded to, back in August, probably upwards of 40, 45 folks. Family members, affiliates, interested community members, elected officials, myself, and I facilitated the process. We had a follow-on meeting in September, at which time we worked on vision and mission to create kind of a dynamic or kind of that shiny object to go after. And then come November, we pulled together a board, and we were able to, in early 2018, come to terms with the mall for some space. And with that, the Granite Mountain Interagency Hotshot Crew, I don't know why that's such a hard word for everybody.
I don't know.
Learning and Tribute Center came to life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have to first congratulate both of you. I know how long it takes to create a nonprofit, and I feel like you had this project on steroids, because that is quite an achievement from what you just mentioned to now, that we're going to be celebrating the opening of this center.
Yeah, I'm amazed myself sometimes by that. And to kind of understand the composition of the board, it was very critical for me to make sure we had, lack of a better term, fingerprints from all walks of life that were touched by this. So we have family representation, John Marsh and Karen Norris. We also have affiliate representation, affiliates being law enforcement and the fire service, Tom Haney from the fire service, Jason Lohman from law enforcement. We, because of an important part was the learning piece, we wanted to make sure we had some educators, and Karen Norris kind of doubles in that role, as well as Marty Reed from the school board, or from the I think she's the vice superintendent for Prescott Unified. And then for the community, we felt it was important for that, and with Nancy Christie and Diane Clavenger, we've been able to get to that diversity that we need. And really, it's just been a matter of orchestrating things along the way.
Well, that's a lot of hard work. Now, I think we all can understand the tribute part of it, but I want to learn a little bit more about the learning part of it. As you mentioned, you brought in the educators. What can we expect with this wonderful center as far as from the learning aspect?
Well, as the center is set up, the two outside walls, right and left, have learning information from the U.S. Forest Service, a lot of pamphlets and posters that they can read about wildland fires and firefighting. eventually, in a few days, we will have interactive flat screen video with a pad that people can punch in and see videos. And, of course, we've got Smokey Bear.
Gotta have Smokey the Bear.
Gotta love Smokey. I mean, yeah, that's
and
great.
These items on the chain link fence replicas kiosk not only tells a bio of each of the hot shots, but it also has a lot of learning information there and photographs that people can look at. So we hope it'll be learning situations where you can bring elementary kids in there and they can walk around and see what firefighters look
right.
like.
Well, a lot of folks don't know what hot shots really, you know, what they do. You know,
right.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
To show them what a hot shot is in their nasty t-shirt, yellow shirts. And out front, we've got Digger, which is our mannequin, and he's got the full hot shot gear. And we've got hand tools and chainsaws and equipment that hot shot would use.
Yeah, anyone who's from outside the area, you know, I moved here a year and a half ago from Michigan, and I would never understand this, the importance and really what goes on from that perspective. So it's amazing, actually.
Yeah, well, the other piece to the learning side is, you know, Prescott has a rich history of the threat from wildfire. We've had some very, lack of a better term, campaign events in and around our area. So what we want to do is create a sense of community by community folks taking care of their own self. We do this through a number of ways. Firewise is probably the common vernacular that folks hear out there. But there's a very important group that is key to the keystone to this, and that's the another acronym for you, but it's Prescott Area Wildland Urban Interface Commission. And PAWIC, as it's commonly referred to, does a really good job of, for a frame of reference, kind of herding the cats when it comes to creating defensible space. And what that does for the firefighters out there is create a more safe environment in which our firefighting personnel can operate. And we want to educate people on that piece as well.
I think it's critically important for all of us to understand all of this. And it's wonderful that we're going to have this beautiful center to be able to offer that. Now, let's talk a little bit about hours. Like, how long is this going to, is the center going to be around? And, you know, how can people have that opportunity to go visit the center?
Well, the events start actually Thursday, June the 28th, and this will be a private open for families and extended families so that they can have time to reflect and not be subject to crowds. The main event is Friday, June the 29th at 12 noon. We'll have the ribbon cutting and the grand opening for the public.
Wonderful. And I know, just so everybody knows, I know you mentioned the address, but some may know it as the former Foot Locker space, which is near Dillard's.
Correct.
Yep.
And it is at Gateway Mall.
And so that will be the ribbon cutting that the chamber will be helping you with. And then what will be the hours after that for the center?
Well, beginning that day in the first week of July, we'll be open the entire week through the 8th, and hours are 10 to 4, except Sunday will be 11 to 4. And for the remainder of the month of July, we'll be open Friday and Saturday 10 to 4 and Sunday 11 to 4. And after that, you need to check our websites and email and Facebook pages for any change in schedules.
Wonderful. So I assume that you probably have volunteers that are working the center. Is that how that will work?
Well, I'll interject there. We have ample volunteers. However, we are in dire need of a volunteer coordinator.
Okay.
It's a very specific skill. You know, managing volunteers is very much of a challenge. The board is really looking forward to finding the right person or persons to maybe kind of corral everybody and get them going in the right direction. We did have some volunteer training this past Saturday. Most of the folks are being trained as docents, so they will be able to at least get you around the center, show you what's important. They may not have all the right answers or all the answers, but they will be able to find where those are. So I think that's critical to the success of this organization as well.
Well, I cannot thank both of you enough. I know you've put a lot of hours into this. It is a something that's very special to this community. I know at the chamber we'll make sure that folks are going to get good information about it, and we have a lot of tourists that come in too, and we have people that will come in looking for specifically for this. Now, I read and heard somewhere that there is someone from California possibly coming in. Will they make it to the ribbon cutting?
Well, I've reached out to Joe Zambrano. Uh-huh. Zambrano. Through his handler, so to speak.
Yes.
And we're trying to see whether he'll be here for the Friday. His intent right now is to actually hike the trail.
Okay.
Out off the Yarnell Hill grade starting around 8 o'clock, so 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So it's highly unlikely he will be there for the grand opening of this. I'd suspect through Joe Wojcik that perhaps they'll make a pop-up to this at some point once he's recovered.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that, and I'm like, oh, wouldn't that be great if he comes running in? Now, you mentioned some shirts. I think there's some availability of, did I read somewhere in your press release that there's things available that people can buy or purchase?
At the current time, they're not available, but very soon we will have bumper stickers and t-shirts mm-hmm. and various memorabilia that they can buy and collect.
Very good. And if our listeners wanted to learn more about where to get this information, what website or what phone number can they go to? Oh, right here. We've got, of course, the email is info@gmihe19.org. Website is gmihc19.org. And you can also get a hold of us through the Prescott Chamber as well. We can help you find information. Well, I just want to really, first of all, thank you for taking this project on and for having this great jewel in our community. We appreciate it. And I know it was a lot of hard work. Thank you for being here today to share this with us.
Well, certainly thank you for having us.
I appreciate it too, Sherry.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Celebrate!
celebrate the 4th of July at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Join us for a free family picnic from 4 to 9, including hot dogs, chips, and Pepsi while supplies last, along with carnival games, face painting, a water slide, and a bouncy house. Don't miss the fireworks show blasting off at 9:15, weather permitting. Become a Castle Insider. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and sign up for weekly updates on promotions and events and receive special offers for insiders only. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
KQNA will begin a live sports broadcast in just a few minutes. But if you'd like, you can still listen to your favorite KQNA talk programs. Just log on at KQNA.com for our live 24-hour streaming. We're proud to offer you, our listeners, this programming alternative. And we'd like to thank you for listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Quite a bit going on today,
yeah,
and there's
yeah.
quite a bit going on this next week, too.
Well, let's let our listeners know what's going on.
Well, of course, I'm going to start with the world's oldest rodeo, which has been around since 1888, which is unbelievable, and that will be at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds. And that's from June 28th to July 4th. And for tickets and a schedule, please get to their website. And you need to do it quick because the tickets do go fast. And it's at worlds oldestrodeo.com. And that's just kind of their main event websites for a lot of different things going on. But I'll throw a few different things at you that they're doing that most people like to go to. One of them is the Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo Dances. That's kind of a traditional dance every year to go to the rodeo and then go to the dance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And where's the dance located?
That will be at the BMO Bank lot from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning. And that's from June 28th through the 30th. And the BMO Bank lot is kind of where Sprouts is located in that center.
Yeah, that's a good,
so right,
that's a good description.
There, so that's a good spot. Another great event coming up will be the Kiwanis Kitty Parade, and everybody loves the kids.
That's
when
my favorite.
Up. Put stuff on their bikes and everything in their carts. It's a blast. And that's like, and that will be downtown on Cortez Street and Goodwin Street. The parade actually starts at 9, but they request folks to be there, so be there with your kids about 8.
And that's on Friday morning.
Friday the 29th,
yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the kitty parade is pretty much a kickoff to the rodeo event, so come on down for that one. And another one is a kickoff before the annual parade, which is Saturday, June 30th. Is the 62nd, it's unbelievable, annual pancake breakfast, and that will be at the First Congregational Church on East Gurley Street. You can eat pancakes in the street, so to speak, so it can be kind of fun. So that's Saturday, June 30th, and that's from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., so you can do the pancake breakfast before the Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo Parade, and that will be Saturday the 30th at 9 a.m.
Well, did you mention the Whiskey Row History Boot, the boot race
follows the actual parade, and that's neat down Whiskey Row. You got to wear your boots, so come on down and bring your boots.
And then also the fifth year remembrance to honor our Hotshot crew will be on Goodwin and Montezuma on Saturday, June 30th.
That's correct.
The ceremony starts at 4:20 p.m., so we're really excited about that as well. And there's just a lot to do, and I think if people are looking for more information, they can go to our website. You've got that calendar of events all fired up at Prescott.org.
And the world's oldest rodeo.com.
So a lot going on, a lot of people in town, and we just had successful Bluegrass Festival.
Yeah, that was a fun weekend.
It was wonderful. Lots of people in town. So just asking everybody to be careful, have fun. Like Robert said, get your tickets early if you're going to the rodeo, and just enjoy town.
And get your boots on.
Yeah, remember to shop locally and just really take advantage of this wonderful
time.
Time
to throw one more thing in real quick. It's Rodeo Days Fine Arts and Craft Show will be down at the Courthouse Plaza from 9 to 5, and that will be June 30th, July 1st, and 2nd.
Wow.
So 3 days of fun, too, while you're downtown.
You bet.
Amongst all the many other events going on.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Robert, for that update.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.